بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه أنه قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان من دعاء داود اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الترمذي رحمه الله. سيدنا أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه reads that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that part of one of the du'as of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam was the following: Allahumma inni asaluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. That, O Allah, I ask you for your love and the love of those who love you and the love of those actions which take me, which give me your love. So yesterday we mentioned the virtue of the having the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one's heart, that it not only makes worshiping Allah ta'ala and fulfilling His command easy, it makes it pleasurable, it grants a person the sweetness of iman. Now this, in light of this hadith, we understand some of the means of gaining that love of Allah Ta'ala. How does it enter a person's heart? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this was the dua of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that he saw a dream. And in the dream, he was commanded by Allah Ta'ala to make the same dua. So two great prophets were given the command to make this dua. That gives us an idea that this was in general the habit of the Anbiya alayhim salam to make this dua. That tells us how important this dua is and how important the love of Allah Ta'ala is which is mentioned in this dua is. So the dua is, O Allah, I ask you for your love, number one. And then after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the dua, he mentions two means. Because in this world, whether something worldly or whether something deeny, you have to make dua for it and you have to adopt the means. You can't just make dua and then sit down. No, you have to make dua and then you have to adopt the means. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this dua, he has mentioned two of the means. So after saying that, O Allah, I ask you for your love, he says, I ask you for the love of those people who already love you. I ask you for the love of those people who already love you. Now, if a person love someone, he will spend time with them. If a person loves someone, he will spend time with them. And the more he loves them, the more he will like to spend time with them. And this is a general principle in our deen, which in light of many ahadith we understand, that whenever you spend time with someone, then the qualities that are within them, within their heart, whether they are good or bad, they rub off onto you. This is a general rule. Good or bad qualities. That is why in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that a person is on the deen of his close friend for the same reason. That a close friend is someone you spend a lot of time with, so the qualities within him will rub off onto you. Good qualities and bad qualities. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that in the Banu Israel, the good people, when they used to see people who were doing wrong, they told them not to do it. But they told them not to do it, but those people carried on. So what was these people's mistake? That they used to carry on spending time and having a good, strong friendship with these people. So Allah Ta'ala then said, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala made those people's hearts like these people's hearts. The qualities transferred over. Qualities transfer over. So if you have a lot of love for the people who already have the love of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, then you will spend time with them. Because if you love someone, you spend time with them. When you spend time with them, then the quality of the love of Allah Ta'ala which is in their heart will transfer over into your heart. And in fact, when you spend time with someone, the qualities in their heart transfer over into your heart. And one thing that makes the transfer even quicker is having love for the person. So one is that, for example, I come sit in the masjid and around me is this musalli and that musalli. We also have an effect on each other. Whenever you adopt company, the company has an effect on it. But one is that I sit with my close friend for half an hour. That has much stronger effect. That has a much stronger effect. So you have love for someone who has the love of Allah Ta'ala. And on top of that, you spend time with them. Then definitely, that love will transfer into your heart as well. How quickly will it transfer into your heart? Depends on how strong your love for him is. And depends on how much time you spend with him. But the love will transfer over. So the first means is that we need to find those people who have the love of Allah Ta'ala. And who are those people? It will be easy, very easy to see from the lifestyle. Because a person who has the love of Allah Ta'ala, he will not disobey Allah. And he will have a lot of zeal in worshipping Allah Ta'ala. He will go above and beyond what is required. So people like that, awliyaullah, people who you can see from the life, they have the love of Allah Ta'ala, befriend them, spend time with them, have love for them. That is the second means. The first means was making dua, for example, this dua. And the second means of gaining the love of Allah Ta'ala is to love the people of Allah, the people who have the love of Allah, spend time with them. The third means is the certain a'mal. But this, inshallah, we will discuss tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ameen.